All right, now happy Monday to you all. I'm Peter Jordan. Hope you guys are great. Oh God, it's such an honor to be with you guys right now. Very excited about going to the bank in China. All right, now desperate for the Lord. All right, now they didn't refute these racists trying to pop their behinds up and lie because some ugly slut that don't dove at me the same ways over and over again tried to lie. Right, what's up? After looking at me tens of thousands of times, even that little faggot jumped in. All right, now he'll go through my stream and my Shazams, everything. All right, now with no evil, right? Ugly ass, all right, now that's Lord. This whore jumped bull mess at me before. All right, now that's Lord. That's why she stalks me every day trying to twist something. Whole ugly stuff, all right, now what's up? You had some clown racist try to dive at me and do all manner of evil against me. Does that make sense? It's impossible for twisted crap about myself. Hell, go through my stream, and does that make sense? There was no feds, so right now the extraction was in his infancy. It was not quite developed yet. There's no septillions of dollars. Does that make sense? Right now, that's for Lord. What's up? Right now, that's for Lord. Go through all my streaming. Go through every piece of my streaming. I can't hide crap about myself. Old racist dick boy Mitch went through my streaming. His old clown racist stuff. Like he got told to see this delusional, mad, green, jealous, racist ass down. What is Mitch, right? The skinhead master of clans. Mitch runs will dance around this day in his Ku Klux Klan sheets. Mitch ain't nothing but a clan. Like Biden ain't nothing but a clan. They might as well get their behinds together like they be hitting each other up the ass and dance around arm to arm in their clan sheets because they ain't nothing but clan. What do you call this, right? Don't say because he got a Chinese husband, all right, no, he's sucking a Chinese dick. It don't matter that he's sucking a Chinese penis. Does that make sense? Check this out. You guys know who Storm Thurmond is? Storm Thurmond had a black daughter. He had a black daughter. Storm Thurmond was a Ku Klux Klan with a black daughter. He paid child support. And somehow, some way, he got aroused by a black woman. All right, now that's why he ejaculated into a black woman. He had a black child. Does that make sense right now? You guys can fact check me. We can think that's a well-known fact that Storm Thurmond, she's exactly like him. All right, now you know she's still living. All right, now that's what Storm Thurmond was a card-carrying member of a Ku Klux Klan, hateful, bigoted, nasty, racist. What the hell got that Klan stimulated that he ejaculated into a black woman and had a daughter with her? That's some crazy shit. He even provided support for it. Does that make sense? Right now, that's for child support. Yeah, she paid it. Does that make sense? Right now, I don't know that she had a relationship with him. I have the faintest idea. I don't know. But I know that he acknowledged the fact that he had a black daughter. He was paying child support. Does that make sense? Right now, a Ku Klux Klan. So don't say anything about Mitch sucking a Chinese dick. It does not matter, right? All right, now that's what, okay, so Mitch McConnell, ever little racistly looking at me, this clown-ass racist in Biden. All right, now, blow Biden, does that make sense? All right, now, with prejudice, with bigotry, with hatred, with racism, again and again and over again, and try to twist up this way and that way. I told you guys, dive your asses through my streaming. Does that make sense? All right, now, that's what, it's a nasty ass, so I understand everybody's not like Mitch and Joe. If you're not, you know, please don't be offended. All right, now, I have nothing to offer the United States as far as money is concerned. No. That would, like, literally be me as a black woman, right? Be paying for a white supremacist agenda, right? Does that make sense right now? That's for what I acknowledge about my grandma. Does that make sense? Shelby Jean Jones. Does that make sense right now? I acknowledge about her. All right, Shelby Jean Jones Jordan, right? I acknowledge about her. Does that make sense? My grandma being German, Jewish, all right, now in Hawaiian. That's where this comes from. That's where the Asian come from. Japanese, my grandma, German, my grandma. Does that make sense? That's where my dad's mom. She got, she had all the, you know, stuff going on. All right, now, that's the Lord, all right, now, but, yeah, you know, that's where it comes from, my father, and it passed down to me. Does that make sense? That's why, in a lot of my pictures, I look Asian, because I am Asian. Does that make sense? A great, you know, that's the Lord, part Asian. All right, now, that's the Lord in Jewish, in German, in Japanese, right? All right, now, Hawaiian, does that make sense? So right now, that's real, right? So, but still, I don't care, you know, living in the United States, do you know, all delusion to be knocked out of you of what the black person you are, the black woman you are, I'm proud to be black, right? I mean, just by this racist clan to me, Mitch McConnell and Joe and Blow Biden, they might as well dance around their clan sheets this day as the fact that in the international level globally, he got called a clan, right? He got called racist. He got called a clan. He didn't contribute anything. He didn't give anything. He stood his racial delusional, dumb green, mad ass up. Does that make sense? Trying to beg and steal, talk about what I talked about him. This son of a bitch lynched me. He got me kicked outside. He got me niggas right along with Joe. These racers are on the phone to get a laughing and giggling said they got me kicked outside. And this dumb old ass want to say somebody talked about him. Does that make sense? What a jackass he is right now. That's the Lord. So I don't have any patience for Mitch McConnell. Just some of the most nastiest, raciest, incendiary. So he's supposed to live through 317 days of lynching. These assholes start to starve me like a wild animal. The Stephanie says I have no food to eat. The Stephanie says, okay, these racists are on standby trying to frame me. What do you call it? So they saw the extensions with my landlord. They saw the letters to my landlord, the phone calls to my landlord. They saw the light extensions. Does that make sense? They saw the DSL, which is like, you know, the DSL. You know, like the modem, right, that you have to work on the internet to work. All right, now they saw those extensions. They still continue to be racist and drop my work. Even after I got evicted out of my house, I had a judge's decision to be out by April 18, 2023. It was one of the hardest nights of my life. I was up and down the streets. These racists still didn't say anything. They could lynch me for 317 days. They still didn't say anything. This old racist dick boy had the wherewithal to search my hotel room. It was like his dumb old ass was owed something, trying to steal a formula from under me. His stupid old ass can't even do, right? What's up? Okay, these are the shitholes that looked at me tens of thousands of times for 3 years. Look at everything about my ass. That ugly ass bitch, all right? Now, Shrek, right? All right, now, we even got Kermit the Frog up here about Shrek, all right? Now, with a K. All right, now, say soon he'll be cleansed of this ugly bitch with all this line, all right? Now, that's the Lord. I mean, what's up? I didn't make him post this. I was playing games on my phone. Does that make sense, all right? Now, that's the Lord. All right, now, just an ugly whore, right? Now, that's what I'm saying. I want nothing to do with the United States. These buttholes dried up my money, did that all men are evil against you. So, like, you know, live any type of way. I'm trying to work even this year. They put me in a 30-day training program and then put me on 3 hours. They so nasty and racist. What's up? Not giving these racists no money. Look at everything about my ass, all right? Now, that's what they told faggot Jonathan. He watched everything, all right? Now, the elites did, too. Look at everything, you know, dick boy Mitch, all right? Now, that's what everything they can twist up. The best lawyers in the nation. Look at everything. The best lawyers in the nation. What is it? The best investigators in the nation for 3 whole years, over and over and over again. My streaming, my Shazams, everything. Look at everything about my ass. You got some dumb bitch that jumped this before. She did jump this before. This is not the first time she tried to pull this with no evil, right? There was no evil, right? There is no evil, right? And go through my streaming, right? What's up? Ugly ass, all right? Now, that's what. So I'm not giving these racists any money. All right? Now, that's for the Lord. Just as sure as Jesus lives, all right? Now, that's what. I bet you Mitch and Joe know. Just as sure as Jesus sits and lives at the right... Just as sure as Jesus sits in, at the right hand of the living God. He's supposed to be talking about Israel. All right? Now, talk about Israel. I do an extra clip. All right? About giving Israel a quadrillion dollars in liquid cash, right? When I go to the bank, Jesus willing over there in China, God willing, right? Going to write Israel in Jesus' name because this is what... Let me put a disclaimer there. It's not because... I have power to do something like this. No, this is Father God, Jehovah. All right, now give him the blessing to do this. The Lord Jesus, the Lord Holy Spirit. I'm a human. I'm a person, man. I'm a servant of the Lord Jesus. I'm a servant of Father God, Jehovah. I'm a servant of the Lord Jesus. I'm a servant of the Lord Holy Spirit. Notice I didn't say I was a servant of the United States. I'm not serving shit about the United States. It is a god-awful, racist-ass country. No. It's not saying everybody in it is bad. Everybody in the United States is not bad, but clearly there's a chronic racist problem where racists can say they're just going to sweep up, you know, a lynching and a hate crime and torture for 317 days under the rug and just seal it. I'm not helping these shithole assholes do anything. They did get told that they delusional mad green selves that, right? At the live through the 317 days. They didn't just fly by. Those months had 30 days of peace in it. While I was homeless, while I was humiliated, I was embarrassed. He's trying to kill me from stress, trying to kill me from anxiety, trying to kill me by putting me on the streets. What's up? Biden could have spoke up all that time. I mean, clearly, Dick Boy Mitch, he knew about it too, and he could have spoke up. And these old racists like Prisco and Kevin McCarthy, you notice how these old damn racists didn't speak up? They didn't speak up not one time. They kept making up some type of bogus rule about me even getting paid any of my own money. Talking about because I'm a woman. Then they busted his shithole ass and told this old faggot racist bitch Mitch, all right now, that's for Florida, right now. With his green mat, jealous dumbass, so right now, that's the Lord. They didn't tell him that, right? About his fucking racism. Well, what was that thing again about me not being paid my own money after these racist assholes got me kicked out of my house and lynched me for 317 days? It did torture and war crimes because I wouldn't volunteer with these stupid asses. It was because I didn't volunteer for these damn racists, right? They do have an understanding that I didn't volunteer for these shithole asses, right? What's up, right? Whew. I mean, that's the Lord. That was some agonizing stuff. It was traumatic. It was stressful. You know, that's some crazy stuff. I'd never been through anything like that in my life. Right now, but these racists had a full understanding. I didn't volunteer crap. Does that make sense? They said they would break my black ass and drive me to poverty. Said I got ahead of white people, right? So Mitch and Joe were knees deep, just as sure as they in bed together, was knees deep in it, right? Does that make sense? Right about now in bed, all they're doing is sucking each other right about now. Right now, that's the Lord. Right now, but I hope that you guys... Oh, well, and great, all right, now, that's for Lord, all right, now, what a joke they are, all right, now, just some nasty old racist man, all right, now, some that enrich in America and Jim Crow that they put in there, and Jim Crow, they said they'll steal stuff, there's a lie about these assholes and Jim Crow, all right, now, they didn't take nothing easy on me, they looked at me over and over and over and over and over and over again, does that make sense, right, now, tens of thousands of times, with mostly lead investigators and lawyers to the nation, over and over and over again, they looked over and over and over again, with racism, vitriol, all right, then the white supremacist nation with no evil, they didn't tell them again last night, no evil, right, what's up? The stuff they said they already covered, right? They didn't say they already covered, right? This ugly slut. All right, now, that's the Lord. So I have nothing to offer America as far as money is concerned. All right, now, the economy can go completely bailout. Look at everything about my behind. Does that make sense? All right, now, that's the Lord. Hell, you already did $10,000. Hell, look at everything about. Go through the streaming over and over and over and over and over again with no evil, right? No instances of evil, right? Because I'm not a fucking criminal, right? What's up? See, these racists think everybody criminal because these shitholes are criminal. Hate crimes are a criminal. Torture is a criminal. It's an international, it's against the Geneva Convention. All right, now, that's for Lord. War crimes are criminal, right? What's up, right? This little faggot junk, this little racist ass boy. You notice how he watched all that stuff? He didn't say shit. Why he says little faggot racist ass back trying to steal from me and trying to frame me? Right along with these old clown ass seasoned racists. What's up? What's up? I'm not imagining over exaggerating what I went through, right? I don't have the heart for America. I don't care for America. I hope that you guys will be great. Right now, that's for what? So Mitch and Joe have a full understanding, just as sure as Jesus lives and sits at the right hand of the living God. They're not getting any money from here, nothing that's overseas. I'm not extracting any fraud in the United States. I'm not enriching the United States. I'm not helping the United States. I'm not giving any money to the United States. They didn't tell these shithole. What did Mitch say when he stood his delusional mad green self up, right? What did Mitch say when his 4,000 economic collapses? Does that mean since that these assholes, these ugly ass go try to say something about credit? Oh, look at my credit. I used to pay bills here for my parents. Does that make sense? And I did not stay with them, right? I didn't stay with them. I paid rent. I paid lights before. Does that make sense? So right now, I pay different bills. I pay impound fees and everything else. My dad, you know, truck. I right now, that's for the Lord. Right now, a while ago, does that make sense? I had to get it out. Does that make sense? So right now, that's for the Lord, because I didn't have the money. So I pay impound fees and everything else. So right now, despite having my own bills, despite taking care of my own household, despite having my own household, we talked about this several times. Nobody's disputed that. Well, I took care of my own bills. Let's get that all the way straight. Right? Right? Does that make sense? So right now, help dog and everything else. So right now, that's for the Lord. Right now, even bought clothes. What's up? Stupid ass, right? Not just that, all right now, this is an ugly whore, right now. Check this out, all right now, that's for Florida, right now. So I tried to pursue my, I'm gonna talk all about that. Check out my credit stuff, all right now, to verify what I'm saying. I tried to pursue my artwork right now full time. Does that make sense right now? It didn't go so well. You got the Dipnet Group in the United States of America. You notice how if you're not a part of the Dipnet Group, if you're not a so-called man, even though that's BS, but okay. All right now, if you're not a so-called man, they don't speak to you, they don't talk to you, don't care how much talent you have, they look past you. I tried to get it again for many years. I tried to be sustainable off that because I wanted to paint so bad, Kept trying, it did not work, it did not click, right? Went into debt behind it. Does that make sense? It was worth me chasing a dream at 20-something years old because it's all I wanted at the time, or so I thought, you know? Right now, I love painting. I love drawing. Does that make sense? Right now, that's for what I talked to publishers and everything else. Right now, I was not in the Dipnet Group. You're not a name of the Dipnet Group. They can't pull you from the Dipnet Group. You're not a member of the Dipnet Group. You're not an active member of the Dipnet Group. That means they don't work with you or deal with you, right? These old faggot-ass folks, right? See, that'd be different colors of assholes there, right? That is factual, right? Okay, so I tried that for many years. All right, now I tried to, you know, in my 20s. Does that make sense? I got one contract by some asshole. Does that make sense? Say you gotta sell 15, as God's always. Say you gotta sell 15,000 copies, 1,500 copies, all right now. On the ladder, he said 1,500, 15,000 copies. I forget, all right now. That's for Lord of my work, all right now. He said he's sure he can move them. He's sure he can sell them. He was so enthusiastic. All right now, I was like, saying, what percentage would I get? He was like, saying, you don't get any percentage until they sell 1,500 of them. And then he'll start to cut me in after they sell 1,500 of them. But don't look at it as him cheating me. Look at him as you're no name and nobody knows you. Nobody knows who Vedric Jordan is. Your name is, you know, nobody don't know who you are. All right now, but I can get your work out there. You know, you're paying, you know, the status is paying for the promotion and his work. You get no cut out of it. But basically, let him sell my work and get it out there. And he just basically take 100% of the cut. And then when he crossed 1,500, I can start getting paid then. That's what that shit hold off of me. That's real, right? At the beginning, how was I? I was like maybe 23 or 24 years old when I got that deal. All right, now I got 150 plus paintings outside. I did not take his deal. I told his ass no. Just like I didn't do with these shithole racists trying to, you know, cheat me, right? So that's the consistent behavior of mine, right? I didn't sell my artwork for nothing just to like, so because some asshole saying he could publicize me and just, well, I can get you out there. I can get you out there, but, you know, I can't give you a cut. Does that make sense? Right now, that's the Lord right now. All right now, so, you know, I didn't take his cut. All right now, that's for giving that butthole my paintings. No, they're outside. I didn't sell them. I could have. I didn't sell them. Right? All right now, that's for another gallery saying they'll put them up, but I got to pay for framing fees and in the gallery space. All right now, that I have to pay for framing fees and gallery space and advertising space of them being on in the gallery. All right now, then the person would take 70% of the cut plus the fees, and I would probably be left with maybe 5% of it. I told her no. So it was a man and a woman. That's real. This is true. All right, now, that's for Lord. Right now, I didn't take it. My paintings are outside. Does that make sense? Right? That don't sound right. They're outside the storage. Does that make sense? Right now, they're stored up there outside the storage. I didn't sell them. I didn't take them. All right, now, it was not hard for no deal. It was upsetting. You know, that's what was humiliating and embarrassing because I tried to, like, chase after a dream. You got all this fake-ass family. I thought you loved painting. I thought you loved painting. You know, what happened to your painting? You know, nobody won't buy them. Like, you know, people tried to buy them. You know, ask my fake-ass family about the contracts, and I didn't take what they called me stupid for that. All right, now, that's for Lord. All right, now, ask them all about that real deal stuff. Does that make sense? All right, now, that's for Lord. Ask them all about that. Talk to them all about that. Say all about that. Does that make sense? All right, now, that's for Lord. Just some pretty shitty stuff, right? Talk about, you know, that's what I went through. So I tried to, you know, do publishing. All right, now, year after year, tried to chase a dream as a woman in the United States. The racism being a woman, just not good. Not in the Ditnet group, name is not in the Ditnet group. Nobody know who Vidrick Jordan is. They would use my name. They were like, okay, nobody, they would literally tell me this, okay. Nobody knows who Vidrick Jordan is. They would actually use my first and last name. It's weird talking about yourself in third person, but that's what they would do. So if people like search, like people search for the artist they know. Nobody's searching for Vidrick Jordan because nobody knows who you are. You have to look at it as we're getting you out there so people can know who you are. So basically, you are pants for people to know who you are. It's like, you know, we get the artwork and people get to know who you are. That's how they presented him. Does that make sense? All right, now that's what, that is a true story. All right, now that's the Lord. All right, now stop being told that I don't have a name. I'm a no name. Nobody knows who I am. Nobody's searching for me or my artwork. Nobody knows that I paint. Nobody knows I exist. I was literally told that. Does that make sense? I said, no. All right, now the outside, there's over 150 of them. They're paintings. Does that mean oil paintings, right? Does that make sense? All right, now, desperately need some lessons. All right, now, but I'm proud of them nonetheless. With no lesson work, does that make sense? Just my natural talent, but I definitely need some lessons, right? All right, now, that's for the Lord right now. But I hope that you guys want a great show. You know, this old ugly-ass whore talking about dead and stuff. All right, now, that's what I paid their bills in my years for years. All right, no, but I paid their bills and my bills for years. I didn't have a sugar daddy. I didn't have welfare benefits. I didn't have some Section 8. I didn't spread my legs and have a baby to help support the devil as well. No, I stayed by myself. I didn't have no sugar daddy. I didn't have some asshole I was laying up with. I was by myself. And with the Lord alone, I paid my bills, plus sometimes their bills. What's up? And I maintained that for many, many, many years, right? Then I tried to pursue a dream with art, and it didn't go so well. I didn't want to have regrets about my 20s, so I was like, okay, let me just at least try to make it work because I really, really, really want to paint. I really, really want to see if I'm good enough to paint. Lo and behold, there's a Ditnet group. If you're not in their group, you don't know these assholes. They try to lock down everything and own everything. They're so asshole and so stupid in the United States. They do, you know, before this, they did own everything. The States is not trying to deal with these shitholes, right? What a joke. All right, now, that's the Lord right now. So, you know, look at my history as far as, like, debt and paying bills. And right now, that's when I supported myself and not having any government benefits, supporting myself. I didn't have a free house. I had to pay rent. Supporting myself. I didn't have a Section 8 where the government paid for me every month because I got a child. I had to pay for my own fucking rent. Does that mean it's not one time that my parents pay my rent? Not one time. I didn't have parents to pay my rent. Sometimes I paid their bills. Let's get that all the way fucking straight. We have established that, right? What's up? All right, no, that's for the Lord. All right, no, you know, so, you know, that's for the Lord. Right now. All right, no, so I'm college educated. I went to school. I made more than them. Does that make sense? All right, no, that's for the Lord. All right, no. But, you know, but that's real. You guys can verify my credit and everything else. So right now, I'm still a student that can handle their bills plus mine. And I tried to, like, pursue a dream and rely on that. You know, no. That was not easy, right? No, that's the Lord, right? No, so much this bitch talk about money management. My money management is excellent to the fact that my house stayed afloat for many, 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 many years paying their bills and mine, right? When I tried to pursue art full-time, that's what happened, right? Does that make sense? I had to pay and pursue art. People didn't want to pay for them, but I tried to make it work. And it didn't quite click because people didn't want to pay much of anything because they tell me that nobody knew what my name was, right? That's real. I hope that you guys will upgrade it right now. So you guys can check out my credit and my history and my financial astuteness. I didn't crash shit. I maintained a household for many years. I balanced my checkbook for many years. I balanced my budget for many years. I balanced myself out for many years. I paid bills that were not mine for many years. Fact check my behind, right? I'm not the United States and the racist assholes in it that has crashed the economy over 4,000 times with other people's money. And every time more money comes in, it just patch up their foolishness. It patch up their clownery, their buffoonery. It patch up them, you know, their serious lack of understanding of financial literacy and money. The economy is not supposed to collapse 4,000 times. The U.S. economy, I mean, hell, 1980, how's it 4,000 times? What the hell? Between 1980 and 2024, that's just 44 years. That's only 44 years, right? I'm 41, right? So the first day of October is tomorrow. How about that, all right? That's the Lord, Jesus willing, right? How about that? All right, no, that's the weather right now, but I'm 41 years old, right? I mean, these buttholes have been in power, Mitching, Blow Biden Klan and Klan Mitch, right? Right now, Itty Bitty Mitch, they have been in you know, power since the 1980s. Since before I was born, they were in power, 1980. I'm 41. So they've been in power for 44 years or so. 44 years, that is a long, long time. How the hell is 1980 to 2024? 44 years is 4,000 economic collapses since then, right? What the hell, right? 4,000, right? That's 100 times 44. Now that's for the Lord right now. That's like a little bit over 100 times 44. Does that mean since 44 times 100? Does that mean since that'd be 4,400? But there are actually more economic collapses right now. That's for the Lord. All right, no, but it's somewhere along in there. How the hell do you collapse the economy that much? I don't understand it. I don't get that, right? I don't understand it. It's only 44 years between 1980 and 2024. How do you have 4,000 economic collapses? How do you do that? You got more collapses in their years available between 1980 and 2024. That's stupid. That's really dumb, right? Not just that, a rhino, that's for the Lord, a rhino. So clearly they don't have the experience. They actually got told that. They actually got told to produce the money I'm producing. A rhino, shoddy financial record. The racists are shitting in their clothes. They so dumb. Mitch and Joe. When they talk shit about my money that they cannot earn, they have no way to earn. They told their asses to earn it. These racists have tried to frame, lynch, lie. They ain't earn no money, though. Nobody did nothing to these assholes. I mean, that's what, not just that they tried to steal my money. Check this out. Steal my money. Check this out. You know, as I got like a normal job, I'm trying to work and maintain my household even now. These assholes drawing up my work to the fact that I understood to get extensions. I understood to talk to my landlords. I understood to try to go fight before a judge. I understood to go do all that stuff because if I didn't try to talk to these folks, I would lose my house. Does that make sense to right now? That's the Lord. These buttholes are so nasty, they would not stop being racist to right now. So they're just trying to trip me up and do all manner of evil against me. I still did better than these dumb assholes. What's up? Despite, you know, in spite of them trying to trip me up, in Jesus I did. I don't have any power of myself who God now. Right? Nobody ain't giving these old mad clown-ass racists no money. What do I call Mitch and Joe? They got called calling me nigger so many times to the fact that even internationally they busted them doing this. What made Joe and Mitch behind the scenes, not in front of my face, but behind the scenes call me niggers and Hunter Biden crackhead-ass call me niggers, his clown old dick blowing ass and Robert Biden call me niggers. What made them? I don't understand. I don't get that. What made them call me nigger? What made Mitch call me nigger? What made Mitch and Joe call me gorillas and niggers? What made Mitch and Joe try to stand their faggot asses up and right now these Klan sheets, these Klan people, these Klan assholes that have been called out for the Klan devils they are? Does that make sense? Oh, devil-ass racist. Does that make sense? Got Klan for the demonic, godless, awful racist they are. Got called out for the shit they are, the pieces of shit they are. Does that make sense? Let's see, Mitch McConnell try to put that mask back on his clan, racist, clown ass. Does that make sense right now? When his cruelty and his vicious, that they got me kicked outside. Talk about, no, I can't get none of my own money because it's, against the rules. No, they had gotten me kicked outside and dried all my fucking money. Explain that callous, evil asshole to me. Right? They told his clown, old racist ass, that, right? At the international level, sit his old clown green ass down. Talk about somebody talked about his sorry ass, right? His old racist self. I hope that you guys will agree to right now. So these racists, I mean, Lord have mercy. I hope dumbass Mitch didn't buy no stock. He's going to lose all his money. I'm not selling to America. Jesus willing. No. I don't have to call names. I'm just done with it. I'm not helping America, right? I want them to live through 317 days of lynching. I want them to live through 317 days. You're going into stores trying to deliver food for DoorDash. People laughing at you, calling you dumb, and some racist is on the other end calling you nigger, saying he got you kicked outside. And some dumb bitch is spamming everybody, talking about you just when working. And they comp this racist piece of shit. They got the extensions and everything else. They got me showing why I would be on the phone, and they might be on the phone. You got some ugly bitch that likes to lie, trying to spread counter stuff that is false. Does that make sense? This old clown ass racist behind the scenes, pulling strings like they dumb asses are smart. I want you to live through 317 days of torture and war crimes and lynching. I want you to live through distress and humiliation and embarrassment. I want you to live through the homelessness and the anxiety. You don't know where you're going to sleep, but you don't know what you're going to eat because you have nothing to eat. I want you to live through not being able to work because some stupid-ass racist assholes keep drying up all your work. I want you to live through the 317 days because they didn't fly by. I had to live through them 10 months. They did not fly by. I want you to live through them. Right? Stupid-ass racist, right? I hope that you guys will agree. Everybody's not racist like Mitch and Joe, but what do you call it, right? And they want to stand their shitty asses up like you're supposed to give their dumb asses some money. Do you know that Mitch and Joe brought up, well, you know, what about the stock they bought? And they got told to sit their clown asses down. Nobody's going to help them with their stock. Nobody's helping these shithole racists. Awful fucking people. The shit of the earth. The scum of the earth. I don't care if Mitch's house burns to the ground and his old ass lose everything. He deserve it. His old clown racist clan ass, right? I hope, and Joe Biden, Bo Biden too, right? It's not for me to fix your stupidity. All right, now, look at everything about my ass. I mean, go right ahead. Fuck this. Does that make sense right now? You have tens of thousands of times of complete racists with the best lawyers and investigators in the nation. What's up for 3 whole years? What the fuck, right? The same shit this bitch jump over and over again. You looked again and again and again, right? What's up? Nobody's helping these shithole racist folks, right? Explain to me what Mitch McConnell is. Everybody's not like Mitch McConnell, but what am I supposed to say about this dude? This man got called calling me nigger, saying he want to hang me, lynch me. They got me kicked outside. I had to endure that shit for 317 days. They called me nigger, saying I got ahead of white people. Said that I would get none of my own money. When people, you know, people kept saying, okay, she need to get some of her money because she's dealing with homelessness. This racist piece of shit, bitch Mitch, right? Bitch Mitch would stand up and he would say, well, it's against the rules. It's against the rules. We can't help her. It's against the rules. It's not your stupid racist ass helping me. It's my own fucking money, you dumbass racist. I went through 317 days of that. of lynchings, of war crimes, of terror, of evil, of heartlessness, of callousness, and of racism. He would stand his shitty racist ass up, he would lie every day, just being the fucking racist asshole he is. What's up? Nobody's helping you, fucking racist. Your economy can burn down to the ground. I hope you assholes lose all your money. I hope every piece of stock you bought burns to the ground. Nobody's helping you, shitholes. I hope you go bankrupt. Fuck you, assholes. Let me get the hell from up here. I hope you guys are doing great. Thank you guys so much.